It's Saturday, March 29th, 1997. Some of the stories we're following for you this hour. New information is revealed about the former leader of Heaven's Gate. Nurses in the South Bay hold a candlelight vigil to dramatize cuts in patient services. And CBS Network News is next. Good morning, I'm Dave Padilla. Marty Orgel is at the KCBS editor's desk.
Serving the Bay Area with all news, all the time. This is KCBS All News 74. KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
It's 12 o'clock.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. One family from Canada has turned up at the San Diego Medical Examiner's office to identify a victim of the mass cult suicide there. And friends of other victims are stepping forward, too. In San Antonio, David Taylor tells of 41-year-old Jeffrey Howard Lewis, who sold possessions and left family and friends for the cult.
He was going to leave and do this, and that part of being in this thing was that he could not contact his friends or his family ever again. I just said, that's a little bit selfish, don't you think? And he said, I've really enjoyed our friendship and our times, but this is what I have to do. And he split, and that's the last we ever saw of him.
Ted Turner offered his view of the mass suicide at an Atlanta news conference opening a new stadium that bears his name.
39 people committed suicide to go up to the Comet. Well, what about the other 6 billion that didn't? You know, that's a small percentage, 39 out of 6 billion. And there's too many people anyway. You know, it's a good way to get rid of a few nuts.
Ted Turner. President Clinton showed a bit more empathy in his weekend radio speech, saying that we need to realize there are people out there that feel isolated from the rest of society. Much of his speech focused on improving race relations in the wake of last weekend's attack in Chicago. A 13-year-old black boy beaten nearly to death, apparently because he was black. Three white teenagers are charged. Last night's tornadoes are blamed for killing two people and wrecking scores of homes in Adair County, Kentucky. Heavy weather made a mess of parts of Chattanooga, too, and it could have been a tornado that tore off roofs of the Brookwood apartment south of Indianapolis. It could have been a tornado, but Alden Taylor at Emergency Services thinks it might have been something else.
To a layman, it looks as though it was a microburst, a very strong push of air coming straight down onto the ground and then pushing out in different directions rather than a tornado.
Whatever it was, one resident says, it was unbelievable. Know of anybody flying out of Orly Airport in Paris? Well, don't wait up. Ground crews are on strike. Elaine Cobb fills us in.
Nobody at the ticket desk, nobody on the other end of the phone line. Just a recording saying all flights in and out of Paris's Orly Airport are off. Thousands of people who had planned an Easter break are now stranded at home. The strike has grounded flights within France and to some other European cities. The strikers at domestic carrier Air Inter Europe, who decided on their action just last night, are protesting at plans to cut their salaries as part of a merger with Air France. It's not the first time they've walked off the job at short notice. Many regular flyers say they've had enough of delays and take the train. Elaine Cobb for CBS News, Paris.
To make matters a little worse, airline pilots there plan a two-day strike starting Monday. France's far-right anti-immigrant National Front Party opened its Congress in Strasbourg and drew tens of thousands of protesters to the streets. Riot police are out trying to keep the peace. This is CBS News.
Leather trim seats, leather-wrapped steering wheel, a sleek aerodynamic profile, alloy wheels. We know what you're picturing. Expensive European sport coupe. That is the old picture. Here's the new picture. A special edition Chrysler Concord LX with the luxury appearance package. With its leading-edge cab-forward design, 24-valve V6 engine, and fully independent touring suspension system, the Chrysler Concord LX is the picture of sport handling. And its leather-trimmed seating, not for four, but for six, with a spacious dual-powered split front bench seat, leather-wrapped steering wheel, alloy wheels, and automatic temperature control make Concord LX the picture of luxurious style. And now it's available as a special value for a limited time. For information about Chrysler Concord LX with the luxury appearance package, the new picture of exhilarating luxury, call 1-800-48-CHRYSLER. Chrysler Concord, what's new in your world?
British troops in Northern Ireland uncover a 1,000-pound bomb planted along a roadside near an army base south of Belfast. Not an encouraging sign of the season to Kazak Rudovich of Britain's Royal Ulster Constabulary.
A lot of us would have been celebrating this Easter time with great hope. And you can notice very well that the terrorist is giving us no hope whatsoever, only death and destruction.
And they figure that the IRA planted the bomb, planning to blow it up in the run-up to Britain's general election May 1st. JonBenet Ramsey's parents have fired their spokesman and replaced him with a lawyer. They say the change is purely logistical, though we're not told what that means. Boulder's Rocky Mountain News is reporting that investigators are looking into six-year-old JonBenet's murder, are now interested in the mother's behavior when she served as a juror last year. The paper says she made some odd remarks to lawyers. David Jackson, CBS News.
You're listening to KCBS All News 74. All news, all the time.